Greetings and a warm welcome to this International Online Sunday Service. Welcome to this place of peace, this place where you are given strength, a place that you are energized and empowered by God. You are graced to be in this special place where the Lord will be speaking expressly through his friend, Prophet Emmanuel Makandiwa. We are blessed, considering the time we are in and the chaos that is surrounding us. But if we lose everything else, we have this one thing. We have the voice. We are so grateful for that. Thank you for being a part of this program. Thank you for having your family, your children, those you love, gather around the voice of God. Today we will be empowered and charged by the Lord. Shalom, Pastor Chikuni.
Thank you, Pastor Kwaramba. Thank you.
We are in a really strange time. A lot of activities are happening, but we consider the preparatory stages of getting into the year 2020. And at the end of 2019, the Prophet gave us three principal keys that will make us survive the year 2020: recognition, honor, and time management. And we are seeing those three things playing such a pinnacle role in rightly aligning us in terms of time, the isolation where God wants to speak to us, recognition, being able to hear God when he speaks once, twice, three times in dreams and visions of the night. We are being assisted along, and honoring the voice of God, the way that God speaks to us, and recognizing the gravity of his voice, putting into action all that the Lord has for us. And now we're in this time waiting to hear what the Lord is going to say about the COVID-19 strategy.
What a topic, what a subject. For me, it's a subject that has, obviously, having been taught by the voice, having been explained by the prophet in the prophet, Prophet Emmanuel Makandiwa, I wouldn't want to say I didn't have a little bit of fear. I did. And worry, I also had worry. Mm. I was also worried. Mm. But I know by the prophet, through the prophet, Prophet Emmanuel Makandiwa, I'm preserved. And you rightly talked about honor. Remember what our father taught us a while back. Your perspective, your understanding, how you view the prophet determines how much you draw from him. And I believe we are in a time, in a season where we need to appreciate what God has given to us in the form of our father, Prophet Emmanuel Makandiwa. Mm. And believe you me, like I always say, I wouldn't be here had it not been for him and the words that he's taught, spoken into my life. Mm. And you realize the season that we are in, the season that we've been through, and we seem to be going in another direction now. And obviously, having been sustained through the period before, where there was much more fear, now we are at that point where we need certain questions answered.
That's right.
So that we understand exactly where we are and where we are going. And that's the good thing about having a prophet. Mm. Today's bread today.
Indeed. Indeed. It reminds us of the teaching our father gave us a few months ago concerning how in a nation, in a place, the time that you have a problem manifesting, be assured that the solution was provided by God before the problem manifested.
Wow.
And here we have a prophet who's able to see into the problems that will happen way ahead of time.
Exactly.
And he receives the solution for a problem that has not even yet manifested more than 3.5 years in advance. And now today we are watching things unveiling. Mm-hmm. We are getting surprised that a vaccine that was meant to take at least 5 years already has been given the thumbs up. They're saying it's got over 95% efficiency and efficacy. Now, do we trust that? We are worried. And now we know what is going to be contained within this particular vaccine. And all sorts of biological, technological components they're adding to the vaccine. And we know that this is building up to a time. And we are concerned. We are very concerned.
I'm very concerned.
Yes.
I'm very concerned.
And we are grateful that we have an opportunity to ask questions in line with that and
get understand the times that we are in.
That's right.
From a spiritual perspective.
That's right. That's right.
But one thing that worries me is when people have a problem and the solution is in a man, and you are in an environment where the appreciation or the honoring of men is an issue. I believe we must come to a point where we say, away with everything else but the voice of God. Personalities aside, this is no longer a denominational issue. This is an international issue, just like the pandemic is. And what our Father is giving to us is not a solution for just Zimbabweans or Africans. It's a solution for the world. It's an understanding of the heart of God in relation to what is transpiring in our world today. And I really encourage somebody to sit down, try and understand, listen to the voice with everything that you have to listen with, and make sure you get to understand what God is saying, what God is saying. Because we have tried to think, we have tried to focus, we have tried to understand what is happening. And really, really, we are at a point where we now understand that this is beyond us. And we need to hear from one man who spoke about it, who prophesied about it even before time. And that's our Father, Prophet Emmanuel Makandiwa.
He spoke about it. We saw it manifesting. And we are now here, that special moment where we get to hear the express voice of the Lord concerning matters that are happening in this time. We know that you are prepared this morning, and we've been waiting to hear from the prophet concerning what we must do in this time. So allow us now to introduce him and to pass on our concerns in this time. Greetings, our Father.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us. Father, even before you speak, that is our comfort. We know that you being here, to us, that is the representation of the peace of God. And we thank you for that. Father, you unraveled to us the COVID-19 strategy. And you continue to explain it to us in detail. And it was very much married to the prophecy that you gave more than 3 years ago, the 2020 election Obama fragrance prophecy. Father, the way you explained these matters, the way you explained the strategy of the enemy and what it is that we're about to get into and the time that we are approaching, from a toddler, Father, all the way to learned individuals, we understood you. And Prophet, the way that you speak, you presented in such a way that any individual from any scope of life, from any status, any age, any demographic, can clearly understand. But Father, with that understanding from what you told us last week, Father, quite frankly, there was a bit of fear that crept into our hearts. Fear and discouragement, Father. Discouragement looking at what is happening now and the advancements and the way they are pushing for this vaccine. And already they are saying that trials are underway and they've done all they can do and they are ready to give it to the public. And Father, we are in distress, from children to the old alike. Would want to know, Father, is there hope for the Christian? What is there in the mind of God in terms of strength, energy, to help us through this time? How can we be fortified, Father, so that we may be immune and resistant in the time that we are approaching? Please help us to understand, Father, if there is hope where we are going.
It is indeed an interesting season that we are living in. But obviously, before we get into all that, it is also very important that we minister grace to our viewers.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Father, we thank you for this wonderful time. a moment when we are yearning and our ears are itching to hear what our God has to say. And we thank you for making your word available in a moment when it is needed the most. We thank you for being such a God, and we thank you for presenting yourself so well in every situation. We thank you even for your divine wisdom and divine intelligence that sustains those that believe in you. And I pray that you make that wisdom available to the people listening to me.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
This wonderful morning, so that hope can be restored.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yeah. I think that was almost like the last question that you asked at the end of the session last Sunday.
Yes, sir. Yes. That's a question.
Whether there is any plan, any hope, if God has any strategy to either counter what is about to unfold,
yes,
or postpone it, or stop it completely. Those are very critical questions that we need to be asking God at a moment like this. So, unfortunately, I might not be able to spend as much time as the question would require, but the little information that I have, I think if I can share that,
thank you, Father.
It will help both the young and the elderly, like you say.
Yes, Father.
Yeah. My goal is never to instill fear into people. But in one way or the other, depending on sometimes how the things of the Spirit are articulated, people are bound to be gripped with fear and be overtaken with anxiety. And some they don't know what to do. But yes, there is hope, because I'm not aware of any God or any person who is as good as Jesus when it comes to strategies. That is where it starts and that is where it ends. You did very well by joining the right camp, being born again is the only escape that is available. That is the only way out. People have to take salvation more seriously, especially in a time as this. Yes, there is hope. But obviously when you look at the arrangement of events and the lack of preparedness on the part of the church, it really disturbs me a lot. I would have wanted to say it worries me a lot, though he discourages us from being worried. But sometimes you just find yourself worrying about certain things. Especially if you are standing in a position where you can see an army approaching the villages, and they are not aware of what is coming, and they are marrying and enjoying themselves. There is a concern, because you can see both angles. We must revisit the instruction that I gave to the body of Christ some time back, where I called on the church to intercede for a greater measure of the healing power of God. I think you all remember his announcement. So yes, that is the area that we need to focus on.
Thank you, Father.
Why? I was looking at the prophecy given by Jeremiah and it started making more sense to me now than before in chapter 12 in verse number 5. And I began to hear and to see things that seemed not to be to have been there before.
Yes, Father.
And the Lord began to really impress and massage that a prophecy into my heart, and I felt this is the time.
Thank you, Father.
This is the time.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Yes, you can read it for us if you found it.
Jeremiah 12 verse 5. If thou hast run with the footmen, and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with horses? And if in the land of peace, wherein thou trustest, they wearied thee, then how wilt thou do in the swelling of Jordan?
Oh. This is a serious matter here.
Help us, Father.
Very, very, very serious. The prophet is asking a question, and unfortunately the nation was not even in a position to answer that prophetic question. Imagine the nation is being interviewed by the prophet, and the prophet is raising an issue over the nation's lack of strength. And he's saying, I have been observing, looking at you over a very long period of time, how you have been put on the run. You were being chased by footmen. And I watched you as you were getting wearied, and you even fainted in the process. Then the prophet goes on to say, given what I'm seeing coming, which is in a greater scope, much more intense, which is bigger, greater, much more deadly than the footmen, horses are coming. If you are fainting at this level of the footmen, what is going to become of you? How are you going to contend with the horses? Since you have been wearied by the footmen. If in the land of peace, wherein you trustest. If in the land of peace, wherein you stay, they have wearied you. In the land of peace, when everything was okay, you became weak, even as a church. Let's wait and see what you are going to do when we get to the swelling of the River Jordan. What strategy do you have when we get to the river, the flooded River Jordan? You see, here we have an issue, pastors. I dealt with the consumption of the tree.
Yes, Father.
The tree of knowledge. The knowledge of good and evil. How God had warned the man to eat everything else except that one tree. Because of the knowledge contained within the fruit. And something else that was contained within the fruit that God did not want transferred into their bodies, apart from just the knowledge, the death. Because he said, in the day that you eat,
you surely die.
There is a reason why, because once sin has been committed, sin was still present on the face of the earth even before Adam, the first man, was created. Now, when Adam, the first man, according to this dispensation, is the first man.
Yes, Father.
Just like if Noah had been left alone, he was going to be the first man, as if there was no man before him.
Yes, Father. So
according to this era and this dispensation, the first man, Adam, was created in a already contaminated atmosphere. Sin had already been practiced on the earth by the previous generation, the pre-Adamic race. And there was a lot of trafficking that took place under the leadership of the then Messiah, Lucifer, who was meant to be the King, the Lord.
Trafficking.
Yes. So, the third of the angelic host got deceived by Lucifer, and not just a third of the angels, but also the rest that was already here. Was God deceived by the same Lucifer.
Mm.
And sin was committed.
Yes, sir.
By Lucifer himself, a third of the angels, and the rest, the generation that was here before Adam. That then made God to say, I have to bring an end to that generation.
Mm.
And then he sent the first flood, which covered the whole earth, and everything was destroyed, and cities got destroyed. And it was only at that time when Jeremiah said, I looked and there was no person, no birds, no animals, because of the fierce anger of the Lord, the flood. Not Noah's flood, I repeat. Because we still had beds left and people left. So the prophet is referring to the first destruction before Adam, which swept away everything. And now God is coming back, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and verse number 2, not to create the earth, but to renovate. There is no creation of the earth. Because he simply commanded the waters to open up and then the earth appeared. Meaning it was there already. Created before Genesis chapter 1. But now we have seen, we have witnessed the destruction of the sinners by the flood, and not the destruction of sin. So sin was still present. So a place had to be found now where they were supposed to put that sin. Jesus had not yet come physically to pay the price. Which is the best place for us to keep this? If we're to find a place where we can hide sin, then we must warn the men never to consume, to touch that place or that thing, whatever that thing, whether it's a stone, if it's a river, if it is a tree, everything that was done before has to be compressed and be placed in a certain object.
That's profound, Father. That is profound.
And we must do everything that we can to make sure that the man is not contaminated, lest he inherits the sins of the past generation. Not by committing the same sins, but simply by consuming. Eating something that is containing the knowledge. And that knowledge is not just in terms of knowing it intellectually, but it's experiential knowledge. To an extent where just by eating the fruit, you have experienced the sin. You have physically, you participated. You now deserve the same judgment like your forefathers that lived before you. Because everything they did was placed in a certain area, and God said, please don't eat this. By taking this into your body, it means you are now a partaker. You don't have to go out there and sin, find a new sin. Already you have taken that same sin into your system. So don't eat this. So here comes the devil. Knowing what was going to become of this first man if he is to consume the fruit of knowledge, the tree. So, I want you to see why the reason why I'm taking you back to that.
Yes,
Father. It is because these are two brackets that you see, how it all started and how it is all going to end. If the devil started with the tree, making sure that something which God did not allow for them to take is taken. That's how he's going to end. Same strategy. It was the tree. The serpent was involved. And man took into his body a foreign object. The tree. Which God had said, don't have it in you. It's good outside. Don't have it in your body. Don't consume it. And when the devil came, he did not persuade him to drink beer. He did not persuade him to smoke cigarettes. He did not bring a prostitute to the man. He took him to the forbidden tree. So, if that was an important part to start with, that is going to become a very important part to finish with. So what we see happening in the garden is exactly what we are moving towards now. So in the garden, that was the first contamination of the purest DNA. Now, all the problems that we have been trying to address,
yes, sir,
in people,
yes, sir,
are as a result of the manipulated DNA by the tree of knowledge. And that has wearied us. The footmen. Now the reason why we are here today is so that I alert you of the even more intense force that we have now to contend with and the preparation that is required. Imagine all the problems that you have seen, Pastor. All the people that you have tried to help and they can't seem to come out of those problems. That is as a result of having taken into their body the forbidden tree. And we have been fighting ever since to deliver mankind from the curse of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Alright. That was at the level of the footmen. Now, where we are going now, we are dealing with a sophisticated approach. Now I'm showing you the agenda, like we were here last Sunday, revealing to our people the ultimate agenda.
Yes, sir.
The one world order system. We are, all these problems, we are dealing with the tree of knowledge. And it's proving to be effective even after the cross, that we still have to continue interceding and praying. That we get a break from the effects of that tree, even after the cross.
That's deep, Father.
And the churches have not been able to properly administer the kind of salvation that covers that area of the tree.
That's a big concern, Father.
Imagine. So we are already being wearied by the footmen. Basics, we are here to cover the basics. And here comes this technological demon. Scientific witchcraft. We are yet to finish with the real demons, original demons, genuine demons. We are yet to overcome those. We haven't yet come to a point where we are at liberty to cast them out whilst we have our hands in the pockets. We are still struggling with the actual demons,
yes,
the footmen. Now there is an advancement now. Demons have just been upgraded. Now evil spirits have become technological. Are we going to have modern, civilized men and women of God who are going to match the requirements? Do we have that upgrade? Is the power we currently have enough for what is coming? Is it even enough for where we are currently, before the horse arrives? That's the question.
Yes, Father, that is the question.
This was supposed to happen when we have really mastered our present terrain, our present turf, but we are still struggling. That is the problem now. If the horse is to arrive today, and it will find us already wearied, what is going to become of us? That is the issue. So is there hope? Yes, I say there is hope. But you have to listen to what I'm saying now. You have the tree in the body. And that tree, like I said, it is clear. It is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That same moment that the tree was consumed by the first man, there was evidence. Evidence was so instantaneous, immediately. You can see the side effects.
Right.
Immediately.
Okay.
Immediately. How do you eat something and suddenly you begin to see what is not there? Is it because what is no longer there was not there, or it was there and then it disappeared after the consumption?
Right.
What was it that said, now that you've taken in this, then you can't have me anymore? Was there a certain kind of glory that could not cohabit with that tree? Is there an anointing, the presence of God on the first man that said, as long as I am here alone, I will stay with you, but the day that you take off that tree, I have to depart. What did he lose? What did he lose?
Strong.
Hear me. So this current generation, finally, for your own information, they have discovered, of all their discoveries, the most important and crucial discovery that they have done now is to have access to the place in a human being where free will comes from. Finally. Finally. The greatest gift that God gave to everyone, the power to choose. They have discovered. They have discovered that place. That place has now been exposed. Science has gone that far now. They have found the place where the fear of the Lord comes from. They have found that place. When a man is about to make a decision, it is not just as a result of his mentality. They have discovered that unique place hidden for ages. And they have found an instrument that can penetrate right into that place. And they rule now, not from the White House. They want to rule from men. They want to rule from people. Governance now is going to be internalized. You will have the entire government sitting in an individual and reigning from there. Can you imagine that at a later stage in the future, when you begin to study the Battle of Armageddon, where you will have millions of people being slaughtered? You don't have to go there. To think that at one point, the devil, the leadership, is going to deceive people into gathering against the Messiah and even attempt to charge against him. How can a normal human being
do that? Do that?
Even think of a kingdom that is suspended in the heavens, in Jerusalem. And with your bare hands, or even with a gun, you attempt to attack such a city. That tells you there is indeed going to be something within the people placed by the system to control them. This is a generation that can be programmed to walk straight into the ocean, like what those pigs did. Now, if the church is playing games like what I see them do, there's nothing else that is going to rescue mankind. There is no hope from any other place except from the church. They have discovered the place. Listen, hear this. You have the tree of knowledge into the body. And suddenly, God is coming. And God realizes that there is a communication. And God is saying, who told you that you're naked? So God is confirming. So when you hear God saying, who told you? It means someone is being told.
Yes.
What he now knows. God is not confirming that you are naked.
Right.
God is not confirming that you are naked.
Wow.
But God is confirming that you are being told. So the tree that you have taken You have swallowed a SIM card.
Hey.
You are now being told what you know now is being controlled.
Mm-hmm.
You have taken in a program.
Mm.
Everything that you're going to know from today is going to be according to them.
Mm-hmm.
Who, from this moment, is telling you. So, that revelation, everything else we can talk about. I don't want to depart from that because that's where we are going. Everything else we can talk about.
Ooh.
That thing that you see happening in the garden. Where God is saying, this knowledge of knowing that you are naked, I did not hand over that knowledge to you. You are now under another man's program. Who is telling you? Who is telling you? Not who told you. Who is telling you? It is who that is telling you that you are naked. It is who that has influenced you to go on and sow fig trees so that you protect yourself with the leaves. That, like I said, you see protecting the world, the leaves, on the logo.
Yes,
you see leaves surrounding the globe. The earth, because the earth is naked. It is the strategy of the serpent at the center. What you see outside are leaves. In between you have a serpent. Around the tree.
The tree, yes.
So the tree is at the center. There's a stick and the leaves are outside to cover. Is a covering the way Adam covered himself. So that's the picture we have in the book of Genesis. Of the who telling the world that you are exposed unless you are covered by the vaccine. So when you start having communications from a fallen state, we are going to experience a revival of the, like Adam did, the sin that he committed. He brought back the sins that were, that had once been committed before the first flood. Okay. We have to believe there was sin already before Adam sinned.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Because Adam was not the first one to sin. Remember, Lucifer sinned before Adam.
Yes, ma'am.
He was cast down. So sin was already in existence, even before the first man sinned. So where was it? So where we are going now is again the introduction of another tree of knowledge into our bodies. And the alteration of the human DNA. I've been saying this over and over again. It's already damaged. Our DNA is already damaged. And here comes another final attack. If a man now realizes that he is naked as a result of that tree of knowledge that he took into his body, and now he's being told that you don't have this, you don't have this, you need that, and he's going out, he starts providing for himself. Yet God all along has been the one to provide for him. Okay? All along, it has been God taking good care of us. He's in charge of our health. But all of a sudden, we have taken over that responsibility from him. Now we believe we have to come out with a vaccine that protects every individual. We have taken over that responsibility from God. And it is who telling us that? Hear this. So, once this thing gets into our bodies, Isn't it amazing, pastors, that we have been saying this before there was any rumor maybe of a vaccine or whatever, and we were saying, let's be careful.
Yes, guys. Father. Yes.
Any other vaccine. I said I'm never against vaccinations. But I said this one, the real attack is coming.
Mm.
And I didn't, people cannot say you are not a doctor, because what I quoted were statements by the doctors themselves.
Yes.
Yes. Saying that there is no effective vaccine unless it has been tested for a minimum of 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20. If you want to be more careful. The same educated people telling us that.
Very true.
Now they are free to come and say, we are ready. How many years after the announcement of
months,
this pandemic?
Months.
And no one raises a finger to question what happened to your philosophy. What happened to your criteria? Because whoever receives it, we have to watch him for 10 years. What is going to become of him? Are his choices changing? Is his understanding changing? They know exactly what is happening, because for your own information, indeed, it has been tested for that long time, which is required. And they've seen what is going to become of the human mind.
That is strong, Father.
You see?
Indeed, they have tested it for the required time.
Yes. Yes.
That's why you have someone who patents.
You see? Tested way before the outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
Because to them, it's not a COVID-19 vaccine. It's a hostile DNA takeover. So their prayer is, if we are to let go of this COVID-19, we don't think we are ever going to have another pandemic. If we are to relax and open up businesses, let's make this our focus. It has to be talked about. No break. Graphs have to keep on fluctuating up and down. Numbers are going up. Numbers are going down. Numbers are going up. Let's make it a topic. Otherwise, if we lose this opportunity, then who is never going to have access? Because there is not any other thing that gives them right to put a program into a human body.
Except who?
Except this disease. It's only a disease that gives them access into a human body. Only a disease. If we let go of this one, what if we are never going to have another one? So in as much as we are no longer going to have it, the COVID-19 in existence, but we have to parade it. We have to keep on blowing the COVID-19 trumpet. Keep the people terrified. So they see the need for them to go back to work after having vaccinated. And once the vaccine is in the body, have you realized that when the Bible talks about a man who takes the number of the beast,
is found,
for it is the number of a man. Have you noticed that? If you study about that, you will see that it is so clear in the scriptures that once you have the number, there is no more going back. you can be forgiven. A mere number on your hand, on your forehead, once you have it, it's game over. Now, how can a merciful God turn his back on a man who has just received a number? What if he cries to God? What if he confesses all of his sins? Isn't there enough grace to embrace such a man and say, okay? Is it because God is no longer interested in forgiving those that have now received the mark of the beast? It's not because God is no longer interested in forgiving them. The reason why they are never going to be forgiven, it is because they are now programmed never to ask for forgiveness. It's a program. Why you feel guilty and you want to go back to your creator? It is the functionality of your DNA. And that is what they are coming now to tamper with. The idea of even going back to God is going to be eliminated from your system. If a tree can communicate with a man that you're naked, and he says, so what do I do? And it points him to the tree again, to himself. The same tree that created a problem is taking the man back. Same tree, yeah. So the creation of a problem, and the same people involved in the creation of problems and diseases,
they offer solutions,
are the same people bringing a solution. So you have now the tree in your body, and you're being told that you're naked. So what we're going to have now is a generation whose appetites are being controlled remotely. So at that point, when we get to that point where you have not just the vaccine, but the technology that monitors that. These are the two things, pastors. It's not just about the vaccine, but the technology that ensures that you are safe so that you don't endanger the lives of other people. How do we know that you've been vaccinated? The technology has to tell us. Okay. If that happens now, you now have a person who is not in charge of his faculties. The same way that you have your phones, guys, if it's an iPhone, there is a moment when that phone just starts upgrading itself and it shuts down. And it comes back with different designs. Okay?
Yes, sir.
It's an upgrade. So imagine a person going through that kind of a process where he was happy yesterday. Today he's at home like he's sick. He's not laughing. He's not talking to anyone. He's rebooting again. And you are now being given choices and preferences. Decisions are being made from outside. And you are programmed to never rise up against decisions that are being made from outside. How can we have one world order unless people are under a certain technological manipulation? How can everyone agree to that?
Right.
You see?
Yes, Father.
It's becoming clear.
He will cause all men, great and small, to worship him. The causing connotes a control remotely. You can't say no if the program is saying yes. So you notice as we are getting into the future that what you never used to like, you start to like. Today you think of how is it possible that a man can even look at an animal and lust after that animal sexually? It's out of this world. But that is exactly what the technology is coming to achieve. You are saying, you as a man, you can't sleep with another man. Wait. That's what they are targeting. That idea of saying this cannot be done is because you are still in control of your free will. And that is exactly what they want to correct. You say, I don't smoke. Okay, wait, let's see. There is never going to be any faithfulness because it's a program. You'll find yourself lasting after things that you never thought that you'd ever last after or last for. Why? Because the tree of knowledge, you now have a cord in your body. I've given you this as an example before, that there is already technology, okay, that we have in our women, okay, that controls
birth.
Yes. Right? It's put in the body. It stays there even for 10 years. Excreting substances at a given moment, like it is a battery. Can you imagine? And the cycles of a woman are being controlled by that thing. Okay, that's for a good purpose. I'm talking about this one now. So you can't say that is never going to happen if that has already been tried. And all her moods and everything is being controlled by a little thing in the body.
Father.
So imagine now where we are going. So the DNA is being altered. It is being manipulated. Don't say that is fake news. We are just trying to scare people. Yet all of us, we are eating chickens in our houses that have been manipulated. Their DNA has been manipulated to grow over a certain limited time frame. The weakest species are being created in the laboratory. The GMO.
Yes.
From potato. Tomatoes.
Yes.
Vegetables. Goats. Even the rabbits. Anything you can think of. They've tested it already on those things waiting for this moment. So now we are waiting for the official launch of the human GMO. Unreasonable people a very strange crossbreed. The same way, if we are to put two fruits here, okay, an apple grown in the right environment and another one manipulated, if you test, they are different.
Yes,
even their benefits in your body are different. So a breed like that now is coming. The sons of Belial. The creation of their own human race. Fake ones. combination where you have good and evil in the same fruit. How do you explain that? The tree of knowledge of good and evil. What a combination.
Help us, Father, help us.
So, some of them are already interacting with us because this has been tested on so many people. We have seen people that have already received this treatment years back, and some are not even aware. It was given to them without even them being told. And all they do is to monitor their behavior, and they know this thing is working. You do as they say. What they tell you to do is what you are going to do. You see? So, how are we going to be able to cast a scientific demon?
Yes.
This is the question.
How to cast a scientific demon?
Yes, Father.
Do we have that light that can intercept signals? Do we have that? Who is teaching about that? Who is talking about that? The church is blind. How do you divert a signal? Because it's not just about what has gotten into your body, into your DNA. You have a gadget on your body, into your system, sending radio frequencies, shock waves into your body, giving you moods. Who is telling you what to put on, where to go, who to marry? Who has to tell you whether you're a boy, that you're a girl? It is who? The free will has been taken over now. This thing is being put into little children at birth. They grow up not knowing who they are. They've lost their identity. Taking the free will to another level where it's no longer just the free will. It is them willing on your behalf. Where are we going? But there is need for them to find the right presidents across the board who are going to agree to this agenda just for the love of money. What we have watched happening to cabbage, vegetables. Now the time is up. It's coming to us. Those signals, when that signal is released and it is coming, are you going to survive? You can say, what if I know where they've put it? What if after putting it, I can take it off? Once you take it off, you are now offline. Like you are on flight mode. Right? And then once that happens, that becomes your disadvantage, because now you cannot buy, you cannot sell, you cannot travel, because they can't pick that at the airport. So you will need it for your own survival. And they will create shortages like already what is happening. So you can't have your relative who has the number, and then he goes and he buys food on your behalf because of scarcity. the scarcity will have to be created. So that whoever gets into the shop, you buy according to your family who are confirmed to be having the number. So your children will not be accepted in schools because they are dangerous to other children. So you will need that for everything. So you are forced to remain with that technology in your body. Yet it's not all about what is coming out of your body, but what is coming in through that technology. If with the footmen we have been wearied, how about against the horses? Are we going to contend with the horses? If in the land of peace we have fainted like this, how about the waves of the River Jordan? What are we going to do when the human DNA starts raging against the precepts of God? You will open your Bible like this. They will interpret the Bible for you. You will start seeing the scriptures in the Bible that are insulting God. You will mock God. You will insult God because it's a program. It's coming. If you think this is a lie, investigate most of the food that you are eating today, the processes that that food has gone through to get into your plate. And you're going to become just like that food that you're eating. If those chickens were to have their IQ tested, you're going to realize that indeed there is such a thing as a DNA manipulation. But all we see and we admire is the body because we are concerned about eating them. But when it comes to humans, watch what is going to happen. No more reasoning. You see? Yes, Father. So, we have to start praying for an advanced anointing. Power of God.
Thank you.
That will cover that area and make sure that we jam the systems.
Right.
Signals are misdirected. Feelings are kept under check, under control. Desires are not being manipulated by any external force. If God is not going to help us in making available that kind of an anointing, then we are doomed. We are gone. We are gone. But I believe that power is available, but the issue is how many people are ready, and are those people going to be enough to service the entire globe? So that such systems are crushed.
Yes, Father.
I can keep on going on, but I just wanted people to know what to pray for from now. So I'm encouraging you, viewers, to start praying. Don't support any system that is supporting this kind of a system. Don't. If you are praying, pray for this. That nothing wrong, nothing destructive gets into your body. Because it is at that time when you will gain everything and lose your own soul. They have bought everything. They have bought airports, runways, aeroplanes, rockets. Now they're coming to buy you. you will be officially owned by the richest people in this world. You are soon becoming a private property. You have to fight for your soul. We have to fight for your free will. Fight for your DNA. Why? What is now so special about COVID? Why? Why? Not HIV. Not HIV. Not cancer. COVID. COVID. They have discovered that place in you that makes you make the choices that you are making. And they want to be part of that. So your life from then will be according to them. That is how he will cause both great and small to worship. So make a choice whilst you still have your soul with you. Pray. Pray. I know people might have so many things against President Trump. He is not a perfect man. He has so many things that I don't agree with. But you have to look at the bigger picture. If you have watched the news, they are pushing.
Yes, ma'am.
They are pushing legally.
Yes, ma'am.
They are pushing legally.
Yes, ma'am.
He might win. He might lose. But you need to pray. If he is the right person, if he is the right person, if he is not going to turn against the people, if he is not going to compromise and say, if I am to come back, I will still push the agenda that they want. And they allow him to win on those grounds.
Mm-hmm.
Then we are going to have a problem. But if he is going to maintain his position of fighting against this system that seeks to control everyone, then we have to keep on praying for him so that he is able to open 3 major doors. The rest are minor.
Oh.
I said 3 major doors.
Yes, one, 3.
The rest of the doors are minor. There are 3 major doors that the current system, I was prophesying in the future, seeing them already trying to open.
Yes,
they're trying to open 3 major doors.
Mm,
yes, I said you will know about them.
Mm, yes,
if they fail to open, they will believe that someone is behind those closed doors. But if they are able to open those major doors and bring out the evidence, it's going to become a different story.
Mm.
Thank you. But we have to pray. If he is for God, God must give him strength to open those doors. But if he is going to turn against God and compromise and still become the new president, though old,
mm-hmm.
by inheriting the agenda, then that's a different story. There's no need for the doors to open. But we need to pray because most of the things are going to be determined from there. Most of the things are going to be determined from there. You will have the same vaccine packaged in many different ways. This one will come from another country, this one from another. And you say, how are they going to coordinate? And yet it is the same thing distributed to different parts of the world. As if there is no monopoly on the creation of the vaccine. It is the same thing. You see? So, you can say whatever you want to say and then I say a word of prayer. Okay. I think we are done for today.
I think this is by far the most intense program that I've been on. Living tomorrow today. Obviously, by being able to experience through your teaching, through explanations, through your interpretation of the events that are unfolding and what our future holds. But I believe to be forewarned is to be forearmed. And Father, if there's ever been a time where you have empowered me for my tomorrow, it is this morning. Being aware of the battles that await us gives me the ability to plan for tomorrow today. And indeed, by a prophet we are preserved. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for speaking into our lives. And indeed, I also really need prayer. I really need prayer right now. Thank you, Father.
Yes, Father, we really need your ministration now, Father, to help us in this time.
Mm.
We really need it, Father.
Mm.
Please minister to us.
Mm. The Spirit of Truth, the Comforter, the Spirit of Counsel, Mighty God, the wisdom behind the creation of everything that we see, and the power that sustains everything in existence. The only one true God that we serve, the Everlasting Father. You were there, you are here, and you will forever be. Yesterday, today, and forever. We will glorify you for giving such power unto men. Power that transcends. Power that goes beyond every invention. In the name of Jesus, you are handing over this grace to men and women to control the waves. When the prince of the air will begin to communicate through the air, Father, this is our moment. The church is going to take over in the name of Jesus. We thank you for comforting us, not just by words, but by making this power available. And we know that in your hands we are safe, and in you we are safe. And I pray that even as your people are praying and talking to you about this matter, you will be swift to answer. Thank you for responding in a mighty way. In the name of Jesus, it will be seen upon Mount Zion. There shall be deliverance. Deliverance shall be only upon one mountain, not a political mountain, not a health mountain. No ministry of health is ever going to help in this matter. Only upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. The one and only true vaccine, which is the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. That is all that is needed in a human body for him to survive. Father, we thank you for making that one available. And along with it, power is coming. Child of God, I want you to put a smile on your face and know that this God is our Father, and he is for us because we are for him. Thank you so much for making up time this wonderful Sunday, and spend the rest of your day enjoying the blessings of God, knowing that had it not been for Jesus, the enemy would have destroyed us many, many years ago. But we are here, still alive, because of His grace. Devil can never take over this world. He is a creature created by the Creator. He doesn't have all the power. He has some, not all of it. Remember what our Lord said. All power has been given unto me. And He said, I give it unto you. Go ye therefore and tread upon what? Snakes and scorpions. This is the final scorpion and snake that is coming.
Mm.
The last syringe that we have to tread upon.
Yes.
Anyway, we can start again. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you. Can dismiss the people.
Ah, thank you for the energy, Father. Thank you for the strength. Thank you, Father, for this hope. Thank you for this encouragement. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for letting us know that there is strength that is available in Jesus. That power is available for us.
It is available.
To trample over this scorpion.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Father. Wow, we have been blessed. Hope is restored. Energy has been given. Prayer, 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 prayer. For an increased measure of that spectacular power. Till we meet again next time. Shalom. Thank you.
Lord, heal the sick.